There you are, finally. Since when do you take your sweet time when I summon you? Well, surely you have some excuse for keeping me waiting. Spit it out. Well, you seem to be having a hard time finding the words, but your expression is already saying enough. More than you could ever achieve with words. You were nervous to come here, weren't you? You are so very cute when you try to lie, but I can see right through you, in more ways than one. I make you nervous, don't I? I make your knees weak and your palms sweaty. Just thinking about me. Admit it. There's no point in denying it. You humans wear your hearts on your sleeve. It's so obvious. There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone gets nervous and anxious. Not me, of course. But I do tend to be the one making others anxious and shy. Now, why don't you tell me why you were so nervous to come here and see me? Go ahead and confess. I mean, won't it feel so much lighter if you don't have to keep the burden of unspoken thoughts and untouched lust on your shoulders? Go on. Admit your every worry to your princess. No, no, that is not the reason. I've been so nice to you and incredibly generous since you first came here. Don't pretend like you're scared of me or that you really believed that I was going to punish you. Okay, sure, I do scare you on occasion, or tease you, but that's all in good fun. And I know you enjoy it when I play with you. Don't pretend that you don't. Now, let's try this again. And this time, be honest with me. And tell me why I make you nervous. So easily startled. But I think that we've played this game long enough. You can pretend all you want that I'm just the scary princess that you fear. But I know better. I know you. You're such a twerp, you know that? Are you really going to make me say it? Stop playing dumb. I've seen the way you look at me. The glances you take when you think I'm not looking. The unspoken desire that's been building up inside of you for weeks now. You know exactly what I mean. I've seen you stare at me. And my body. The same way you're looking at me right now. In your mind, you know what's wrong. A mere servant of the royal court shouldn't be looking at any member of the kingdom like this. Much less the single eligible princess. But here you are, your eyes darting around desperately, trying to get a generous serving of everything I have to offer. My full lips, my eyes that stare deep into your soul and beyond. My large cleavage and exposed midriff. You like what you see, don't you? I know you do. And I wore these exposing garments just for you. For your eyes only. Because I knew what you wanted. And I want to give it to you. Oh, honey, I respect the commitment, but I don't believe you. I know you want me. I recognize that burning desire and lust within you, just aching to escape and be free. I recognize it because it's the same feeling I have inside me. For you. You heard me. I know exactly what you want, because I want the same thing. You weren't the only one catching glances. I've been watching you for a while now, dear servant, thinking of all the filthy and depraved things I would do to you if I had you alone. It's clear we want each other, so why deny ourselves? Sweetheart, who cares if it's forbidden, Who gives a fuck if it's against the rules? I'm the fucking princess of the largest kingdom on the continent. I can do whatever the fuck I want, and my darling servant, I want to do you more than anything. So, turn your head to the side. I want that sweet neck of yours. Do you trust me? Do you trust me to take control? To give you everything you ever wanted? Good boy. That's what I like to hear. So then why don't you join me for a night of passion and unrestrained debauchery? Let's see where these untapped feelings take us. Come with me. Let's get these unnecessary garments off you, shall we? Relax, honey, I'm not going to rip them. Besides, even if I did, if a palace official or administrator gives you problems, you just tell me and I'll destroy them, okay? No one, and I mean no one, touches you now, except for me. No one gets to do anything to you unless it's me. Soon, everyone here will know that they have to answer to me personally if they want anything to do with you. So don't worry, okay? You just focus on me in my chambers on my bed here with you. Good boy. Ooh, and at least one part of you is showing its loyalty to me. Look at that hard cock of yours, already standing at attention, begging to be used, to be of service to its princess. Let's see how the rest of you sizes up, shall we? Fuck yes. Let your princess use your hard cock and stroke you. God, you look so fucking sexy. Splayed out on my big soft bed while I stroke you. Up and down, milking the pleasure out of you with every single pump. Does that feel good, honey? Does it feel good when I stroke your cock? Yeah, then tell me. Tell me how amazing it feels. Use your words, sweetheart. Although, moans and whimpers will also suffice. Fuck. You know, sometimes I would catch you staring or taking peeks at my tits or whatever, and I'd notice your cock growing inside your pants. Pressing against the fabric. So I already knew it was something special, but seeing it here up close, stroking it. No coming yet. I could feel your balls tightening up, you sweet, sweet boy. You're getting close to popping, aren't you? Well, we can't have that. No, I'm not nearly done with you. Oh, goodness. That must be so frustrating for you, getting so close to your release, only to be pulled back while I pump you so very, very slowly. I can only imagine the agony. Oh, you want me to go faster? You want your highness to pump quicker until she sends you over the edge? If you want more, you have to beg for it, baby. I'm generous, but I'm not that generous. Come on. Be a good boy and beg for me. Tell me how badly you want me to make you come. And remember, use your please and thank yous. Oh, so you want me to pump it faster, huh? Like this. Is this good? Oh, tell me how good this feels. Racing you toward the edge, to release, to ecstasy. Tell me how amazing I make you feel, baby. Tell me how goddamn close you are. Oh, yeah, you want to come? You want me to make you bust? Blow your hot, thick load of cum all over my tits? Oh, sweetheart. not yet. Oh, you were so fucking close, weren't you? Look at you twitching and whimpering. All while I do nothing but squeeze your cock, threatening to coax that orgasm right out of you. Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait a little bit longer to get your release. But don't worry. I promise it'll be worth it. For both of us. But for now, while we wait for your throbbing cock to calm down a bit, let's see how much you really trust me, and how obedient you are at the same time. Spread your arms and legs for me toward the bedposts. Come on, starfish position. There you go, good boy. Now I'm going to tie you up with these expensive bedsheets, made from the finest elven silk in the province, just to show you how much I value you. And this way, I can use you all I want while you lay here and take it. Or better yet, while you beg for more. Fuck. I cannot wait to mount this bad boy. I've been denying myself the pleasure of taking you right here on my bed. And I thought the feelings might eventually go away if I ignored them, but instead it did the opposite. It built a ravenous hunger for you. So I'm going to mount you and take out weeks of built-up lust on you. Are you ready for that, darling? Yeah? Tell me how bad you want me to fuck you senseless. Good boy. Fuck yes. Oh my fucking god. You feel so much better inside of me than I thought you would. Which is quite the feat, because I was expecting a lot. Oh, my good, obedient servant. Always strutting around like he doesn't know what he has. Teasing me. Denying me. You should have known you were playing a dangerous game, sweetie. Now that you know what they say, sometimes you play with fire and you get burned. And other times, you get tied up to my bed and fucked. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Now that you've let me pin you down to the bed and take your dick inside my cunt, now that you've given me a taste, I'm not letting you go. Not once, not ever again. My servant, oh, my toy, my lover, oh, you're all mine. All mine. To use and to love however I see fit. Who knows? Maybe I'll tell everyone you're just a toy for me. But then again, I don't like to lie. And part of me, can't deny that there is more than a casual fuck here. You're so fucking loyal and obedient. What dignified elven princess would pass up the chance to be with you? I'm not stupid enough to do that. I don't care if it's forbidden. I don't care if I'll be judged. I want you. And I know you want me too. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. I love you. And I know you love me too. That's enough for me. I'm Princess fucking Blair. Goddess to this kingdom, and I'll do whatever I want. So moan for me. Moan for me. Oh, moan out for me while I fuck your fucking brains out. Stop being so shy. And say it while I take that perfect fucking cock in my pussy. Over and over again. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, you're such a good boy. Say it out loud. Say that you're mine. Say it again. Oh, that's right. You're fucking mine. This cock belongs in my pussy and nowhere else. I don't even want you to jerk off without me, okay? Got it? Good boy. Good boy. And I know I've kept you on the edge for so long, baby. You're almost there. You're gonna come deep inside my pussy, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are, my good boy. My good fucking boy, who I adore so deeply. Oh, baby. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. You're going to mark me from the inside. Claim my womb and make this womb tattoo glow, aren't you? Yes, good boy. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so close. Okay, honey, it's time. It's time for you to come inside me. I'm going to come on your cock, okay? Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Come inside me now. Now, now. Fuck. Honey. Look at the way my tattoo glows. I can feel all that sticky cum up inside me. Perfect. You are absolutely perfect. I love you too. More than anything. And the loyalty, the love that I ask of you, it goes both ways. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. You will never want for anything again. But I can't promise I won't be bossy. I have a feeling that you like that. Such a good servant for me. Now stay here with me. Let's tangle our bodies together all night and sleep into the afternoon tomorrow. No. Don't worry about your responsibilities. We, you and I, take priority now, okay? Remember, you have my affection and my protection. I'll destroy anyone who threatens you. Understand? You're mine. And I love you so very much. And I always